he met Baba like he met an old friend. He went up to Baba and he says, Baba, I'm so glad you're here. My wife couldn't wait until you come. For weeks she hadn't talked anything but Baba, Baba, Baba. And Baba, he smiled, and he shook his hand, and with his other hand he patted my red cheek, my right cheek here. And I ever love my right cheek for that, you know. But that was a great feeling. But the more sublime thought came to me that in this moment, whatever our wedding was, our marriage is truly blessed by God. And I was just most elated that we came through the canal. Now, my other three friends, I didn't hear much of their reaction, but the one got lost. And I looked for her all over. I couldn't find where she was. Finally, I located her way down in a basement in a dark alcove. And she said, I can't stop crying. I said, what happened? She says, well, I told Baba that I had lost my faith. And Baba said, I will help you. So that was very good. Now, neither one of the three had followed Baba. They always asked me about what I'm doing. Aunt Elsa, the one that was crying so much, she always said, what's your Baba up to nowadays, you know? And they were always interested. Two of them all read all the books, I would say. But about my friend Elsa, who Baba promised that he will help her, she passed on a couple of years ago, and when she the week before her passing, she called me and thanked me for my friendship through the years, and also for introducing her to Mayor Baba. So that was most gratifying to me, that in her hour of need, she felt this consolation from Baba, you see. So that was worthwhile of her to come to meet Baba. So what, now when all the other people went through to meet Baba, we thought this was over. And I think it was Donna Fields told us, no, Baba is now giving a discourse, and wait, and wait for that. So that was a smaller room which was arranged. Baba was sitting near a baby grand piano, and on top of it was a big bowl of fruit. Don Stevens read the discourse. It's in one of the copies of The Awakener. I couldn't tell you what the discourse was. All I looked was at Baba, you know. So discourse finished. Baba, of course, reached for the fruit, and then, as he would do, look in one direction and quickly throw it in another, and everybody scrambled. It was Don Stephen who caught four peaches. He gave me two, and so I got a little of the prasad second-handed also. Now, when we lighted out of that room now, I went back to that waiting room to retrieve my troublesome hat. And as I looked side on the door, there by the elevator stood, it was announced, I must say that, it was announced that certain people could come with Baba up to his room. We weren't in that group though. So there was a group of people by the elevator waiting for the elevator to come down, and there was Baba. And I thought, and my husband says, no, come now, come now. And I said, no, wait. Because I thought, oh, maybe Baba would just glance just one little minute, second over to me, you know. And as I stood there, I thought, if only, and then Baba just slightly turned his head, and out of the corner of his eye, he looked over. And, well, that was another thing. How lucky can you get? One more look. And then out on the sidewalk of New York, everything is the same, but I was different. I was tall, and I was happy and I was light. I was weightless. When they went up on the moon and spoke about weightlessness, I just knew I had experienced it. I knew what it was. And, well, I don't know whether I can go into all the... I had this encounter with... I had another friend coming up from Wilmington, Delaware to meet Baba the next day. But I was so full of enthusiasm and joy that I wanted to see her. And I didn't know what where she would stay, but I knew she would be at the Rosicrucian convocation at the Fisk Building on the 57th Street. So I told my husband and Elsa, you go ahead and I will meet Alberta at this, and I tell her to please not miss this opportunity. So I got to this Fisk Building, and it being a Sunday, an elevator man took me up to the 14th floor, and the sign was closed for the day. And there wasn't a soul in that big office building. And I was so bursting with joy, I had to give it to somebody. As we came down, I turned around to the elevator man and said, you know where I was? I come from. And I told him, I come from seeing a master. And yes, and he was so receptive, and he just took it all in. And there I stood, and I poured it all out on the elevator man. Lina told us a couple of weeks ago when he how he had come to Baba, and it was a couple who had known Baba for 8 years and didn't find anybody to talk to that was interested to hear the story of Baba. And then until they found Lynn, and he was so receptive, and I could tune in on these people, how they must have felt what it, to have one soul that is ready to hear and know about the avatar coming here, the greatest gift that we have to give him. So that was a great thing. I could still see myself bursting with love and fire to talk to that man, and he being also so receptive. Well, Baba had given me a touch of divine love there. For 3 days, I really felt not really down to earth. I could embrace everybody I met on the street. Somebody would be looking worried, looking and all. I just wanted to give them something. And Baba must feel that way when we can't receive what he has to give. And so gradually I come down again. And that was in 56. Well, it came that we were deciding that we moved to Florida. And when we came to Miami, I was wondering, a couple of years after, I was wondering whether there would be anybody knowing Baba lived in Miami. So for the longest time, I didn't hear of anything. But one time I got the Awakener, and there was a little caption that a young man from Miami had wired to Baba that he wants to see him. And Baba cabled back and said, yes, he would see him for 1 hour. And so his name was Irvin Luck. And he went to India, and Baba allowed him to stay for 2 weeks. And I said, oh, here is somebody that knows Baba. Out comes the telephone book. And I looked up all the Lucks in the telephone book and rang them up. And finally, I found the right one. Yes, I have a son, Mrs. Luck said. He was in India, yes, but he's not here. Well, when is he coming home? He'll be here tonight. So I said, will you please ask him to call? So Irvin called, and he came right over the very night, and we talked about it, and he talked about his trip to India and all, and he said, well, we could start some meetings. We had just finished building on an extra room to the house, and so I said, well, yeah, that's fine. So the room was sanctioned for the Baba meeting, the new room, and it was about 17 of Irvin's schoolmates, I think, that he brought over, and a few of my friends. And so the Miami group had started that way in Miami. So, and when we said we were moving to Miami, people said, why do you want to go to Miami? I'd say, I don't go to Miami. I moved to Miami. I felt an urge, inward urge, I have to go there, you see. So for about 10 years, we were very active in the Baba group. And my husband fully enjoyed that and helped me in every way he possibly could. Only when the drug situation came up in the 60s, I was at a loss. It was then that Jerry and Lois Seeley came on and took over and used their know-how, how to handle people like that. But gratifying as it is, most all the people that came in and out of the Miami group in a drug period, they all have righted themselves. They have given it up, became members of society, and took up their responsibility and do their bid and still love Baba. So it is most gratifying to see how Baba is holding his own. And when I come here and see all these lovely people that and drink into their very soul essence and know how deep their love for Baba is, it's just a marvelous time that we are living in this Advent, and we are privileged to know Baba and come to Baba and love him. So the joy has no end. Each one has his own bit to contribute and his own love to give out. And so we have a marvelous time ahead of us. And the more we can express our love and come together in this Baba abode, as it says, the scent was the love gift of Elizabeth. But I always feel the avatar has the center as his gift to his lovers. When we walk in the center around here, then we feel the avatar's love all around here as we walk in his footsteps. And blessed are we to be here. And praise to the highest of the high. Avatar Maya Baba Kiche. Avatar Maya Baba Kiche. Avatar Maya Baba Kiche. Avatar, Maya Baba, Kiche.